Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. If you're loving what you're hearing on the show, go out and tell two friends today. Show them how easy it is to subscribe, whether you're listening on Android or the Apple platform, or even on a desktop computer. Subscribing to a podcast is easier than ever. On today's show, we're talking about the changing face of retail, and that means that retailers don't need as large a footprint than before. As more and more businesses shift online, delivery is often cheaper than prime real estate. But secure delivery is still one of the friction points that's affecting the adoption of e-commerce in a lot of cases. The reports of stolen Amazon packages from doorsteps has caused some customers to avoid ordering items online. The solution? The Amazon Locker. This is a locker bank, like you might find at a train station for storing your luggage. But the boxes are generally much smaller. There are some boxes in the bank of lockers for large parcels and a whole bunch of smaller ones for small parcels. This past week, I saw a bank of these lockers in every major train station in Paris. These train stations are also major subway stops, so those who are on their way home can stop and pick up a package with simply an access code on their way home with complete confidence their package has been securely delivered with no risk of theft or problems of getting past building security. Success in business is all about removing friction. My 94-year-old aunt orders her groceries over the internet, and they come delivered to her home. This past week in Paris, I used many of the hundreds of electric bikes and scooters that litter the city and can be picked up for 1 euro plus 15 cents a minute. They travel 20 kilometers an hour, and you can use the bike lanes and the bus lanes even on a one-way street. I was able to make multiple stops on my trips, something that would have been much more difficult in a taxi or on the subway. In total, I spent less than a taxi, and I had the flexibility of going where I wanted, when I wanted, without the investment or responsibility of owning a bike or scooter. It's all about removing friction. So these lockers solve a problem. They remove friction. They make receiving a parcel from Amazon easier than ever before. Amazon has even started putting lockers in Whole Foods stores, which it now owns. So why does this matter to a real estate audience? Well, if you live in New York City, chances are the doorman in your building will accept an Amazon order for you and keep it secure till you get home. And that's a feature that's unique to luxury buildings in major cities like New York. If you live in most other cities, the parcel will be left on your doorstep or in the lobby of the building. Hundreds, or maybe even thousands of people could pass in front of your package before you lay hands on it. The problem is so common that there's now a new term for it. If you're a victim of a stolen package, then a porch pirate was to blame. That's right, a porch pirate. As more and more commerce shifts to online, the problem of package theft has been growing. And business is all about solving problems. So the question is, could you as a real estate investor solve a problem for your tenants, or perhaps solve a problem for Amazon? What if you own a multifamily apartment complex? Could you add a secure package drop-off so your tenants would be confident their parcels don't go missing? If you have property across the street from a major transit stop, would it make sense to rent a few square feet of space to Amazon so they can install a bank of lockers? If you own a drugstore that also has a post office kiosk, would it make sense to rent a few square feet to Amazon as well? The purpose of today's episode is to get you thinking, to get you to see the opportunities that were not obvious before today. What if you have a storefront in a strip mall that gets a lot of traffic, but for whatever reason that storefront just isn't renting? Maybe you could put a bank of lockers there. There have been a number of times when I've needed to have something delivered from Amazon while I was traveling. I had to ship a parcel to a hotel and hope it didn't get lost. In one case, it took the hotel 2 days to find the lost parcel. A bank of Amazon lockers near the airport, maybe at the rental car center, would have been perfect. As you think about that, ask yourself, how can you remove friction from the delivery system? Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.